Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for April 12, 2026. Let's start with the market. Tesla shares closed Friday at $348.95, gaining nearly 1% in a session that saw the stock trade between $342.74 and $350.36. Trading volume came in at about 50 million shares. The stock is now down roughly 20% year-to-date, with JP Morgan analyst Ryan Brinkman maintaining a pessimistic outlook, reiterating an underweight rating with a price target of just $145, implying another 60% downside from current levels. In product news, Tesla has launched a final limited edition signature series run of the Model S and Model X Plaid. Just 350 vehicles will be produced as a farewell to the flagship sedan and SUV programs. Pricing starts at $159,420. The Signature Series marks the end of an era for Tesla's original premium vehicles. On the regulatory front, the Dutch Vehicle Authority RDW has granted Tesla-type approval for its full self-driving supervised system in the Netherlands, the first European country to officially approve the driver assist feature. This marks a significant milestone for Tesla's autonomous ambitions in Europe. In China, the automaker is facing headwinds. Q1 retail sales there dropped 16% year-over-year, with March alone down 24%, even as wholesale numbers appeared stronger. This retail-wholesale gap has raised questions about true consumer demand. Tesla China has also denied a Reuters report claiming it was developing a new compact SUV, though such denials are often met with skepticism given past precedent. On the battery front, Tesla has added China's Sunwada as its fifth global EV battery supplier. LFP cells from Sunwada are already shipping on Shanghai-built vehicles destined for export markets, diversifying Tesla's supply chain amid ongoing margin pressure. Looking at full self-driving developments, Elon Musk claimed that FSD version 15 will far exceed human safety levels. However, critics note that Musk made similar promises about versions 12 and 14. Separately, Tesla has cracked down on unauthorized hacking devices that unlock FSD in unsupported regions, remotely disabling access for violators. Looking ahead, Tesla reportedly is developing an all-new smaller, cheaper electric SUV, 2 years after Musk publicly killed the affordable Model 2 program. If accurate, this would represent a significant strategic reversal. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.